an Astros version. Oh Jesus. All right, so that the energy today?
We're coming on hot today.
All right, we're coming in hot.
We're coming in hot and heavy and wet and wild. Let me get my lighting right. Hold on. God's giving me the lighting today.
All right, hey, okay, we're recording? Fuck yeah. Hey, everybody, welcome to Ask to Know. Is this like episode 16 now?
Yeah.
Happy America Day.
Happy 4th of July, people.
I'm fucking excited. I fucking love this day more than my birthday, more than my mother's birthday. It's the best day of the year.
Really?
Yes, especially this year. You know, I'm very much of a patriotic mood this year. Ooh, this has been the theme of my year. Let me stop knocking my little setup around.
So how are your 4th of July has been in the past?
Usually I'd get blackout drunk. That's usually the move. I go somewhere and get blackout drunk. Last year I was working on 4th of July. I was selling fireworks. So I didn't do anything last year, really. It was also COVID, though. So, like, you know, there was really not a whole lot going on.
Bro, get the fuck out of here, bro. We live in Florida.
Well, I was at work, so I don't know what everybody was up to. But this year, I'm free as a bird, and we're going to Daytona Beach, and we're gonna have a good time.
You're going to do what Americans do.
Look at my shirt. Yes, USA. I bought this literally yesterday for today.
How much money was the shirt? Wait, let me guess. I love this game. Where did you get it?
Where did I get it? Gap.
Oh my God. You went to Gap. So you overpaid.
I think so.
Unless you got it on the clearance rack. Did you get it on the clearance rack?
Of course.
Okay. That's a hint. You paid $9 for the shirt.
I think it was 9 or 10.
Woo!
I refuse to pay over $10 for a t-shirt, dead ass.
Good. You shouldn't. We're young and broke. We should be thrift storing everything. But
yeah, that's what America's all about. Cheap shit. That's what we're here for.
It's about cheap shit and corporate greed.
Fucking right. Do you have any plans for how are you partying? How are you celebrating?
Yeah. Thanks for giving me the floor. I actually have an announcement to make. I'm actually not in America right now. I got flown out to Ibiza by Logang, and I have a pretty big announcement. Logang. A pretty big announcement.
Oh boy.
I always bring the energy, right? I always bring it every single episode, and this 4th of July extravaganza is no different, but this is going to be my last episode on Ask to Knows, because me and Logang have worked out a deal, and now I'm moving from the podcasting space into celebrity boxing. And I'm hoping to get a fight with this guy right here.
Well, you know, this is a good career move. I feel like I saw this coming. Everybody saw this coming.
Jacob Sartorius, he's really big on TikTok.
Perfect. And what's he, like 12?
I think he's 27, but he has a 27? Disease. Yeah, he just doesn't age.
Nah, that nigga is a child.
No, you know, like...
the same disease that Hezbollah got.
Yeah, exactly. He has Hezbollahism, so he is actually 37. But I'm looking to box him on his face. Like, the match doesn't make a lot of sense for him. But because I have Logang back behind me, it looks like we're going to make it happen. So,
okay. Well, I look forward to seeing who got paid to throw that fight. Because that's what usually
I mean, well, who's a bigger star? Yeah, and then you can figure it out from there. But I just want to say I'm rebranding. My name is no longer Zach. My name is Cake Paul.
Your name is, say that again.
Cake Paul.
Cake Paul. Okay. I like it. I like that actually, because you got cake and you like cake.
And I'm fighting for the Pauls.
You did shave your Paul. You shaved your Paul beard though.
I know I did. I actually did it. My friend did it for me.
You kind of look like Tim Dillon now.
Thank you. He's the most gorgeous man on the earth. So I appreciate that. How's it going, Dad?
Listen, I just wanted to tell you, I couldn't find any more of the Pike's Peak coffee, so I got you some of the dark roast. It's good.
Yeah. Do you have a beer?
Huh?
Do you have a beer? A beer? Drinky? Beer? Yeah. Do we have beers?
I can't.
Beers.
This is a very high level production, everybody.
Beers.
We
drinking.
Have a whole. We have a whole catering team. Every
do we have any?
We pay. We're we out? Pay for a catering team. And it's full service, you know, beer.
Do we have wine?
Wine. Oh, we've got wine.
Okay. Just
what they are. What they are is Indian slaves that we had shipped in. We had some Indian slave shipped in.
Can you bring me some?
Very cute, you know, little young, pretty little Indian slaves. And they deliver to us the beer, the vodka. It's a great service. I would recommend.
Sorry, I'm getting bartended right here by my deaf father, so it's pretty hard to get an order.
No, you mean our Indian slave. I was just telling the audience about our catering while you were talking to your Indian slave. Anyway.
Happy 4th of July, man. I'm sorry this is my last episode and I just threw this on you. But I think this is going to work out for the best, dude, because I'm going to get some really big exposure by fighting these TikTok twinks. So it's only going to benefit us both because I'm going to be able, once I get my first boxing match under my belt, I'm going to be able to start pushing for fights and get you involved. I'm going to be, I can get you a celebrity reffing job. I can get you a fight. If you want to fight like Ben Shapiro or something, I can get that to happen.
I would definitely love to fight Ben Shapiro.
Dude, it's going to happen. Fucking cheers,
that
bro.
I will absolutely do that. I don't have alcohol, but I do have coffee. Cheers.
Dude, what the fuck are you doing if you don't have alcohol on 4th of July?
I drank it all last night. I'm taking it easy this morning because I'm about to go to the bars.
Oh.
Oh, but yeah. Speaking of 4th of July, so rather than doing a new segment today, I just kind of wanted to hash about this, about America. What do we love about America? What are we celebrating today?
Yeah.
Who are we celebrating today?
Yeah. So Justin wants to make this a puff propaganda piece for.
Not a propaganda piece.
You want this?
Love America.
This is critical race theory. It's on one end of the spectrum, and you want to bring up Make America Great Again Palooza podcast on this end of the spectrum.
Yes, Yes, I am planning to be a boomer today and say that I love America.
No, there's nothing wrong with saying I love America, right? But we can't pretend America's perfect either. So
I know, but that's fine. I'm happy to talk about how America's dog shit every other time.
No,
but, you know,
not,
on her
no,
birthday. Her birthday.
Dude, not dog shit, bro. I think you misunderstand me. I love America because it's a shit show. Where else can two friends get drunk while podcasting together and declaring the government regime corrupt? You know what I'm saying?
That's like, a very good point.
Like the dude, we have a hurricane coming and we're doing a podcast.
Do? Fuck yeah.
Bro, we have a hurricane coming to destroy the state of Florida, but but you're a Floridian and you don't even know because we don't give a fuck. That's what
Dead
I love
ass.
About America.
Deadass. I mean, you know, America just really is. It's a place of opportunity. It's a place where if you want to do a cocktail of drugs and then fuck a cocktail of people, you can do that. And you can do that anywhere. You can do that in a million ways.
You can get bukkakeed pretty much anywhere you want.
I mean, there's so much. We can do deadass whatever we want. Deadass.
Yeah, it's kind of... we are so privileged. We don't even understand. Like, we take so much for granted of stuff that we get to do. Like, we get to just go to the grocery store and there's not like a military checkpoint. We don't have beheadings in the street and there's like literally heads rolling down the street. We're so blessed.
More people die from hammers than guns, which I think is a great, I think that's a great sign.
We have parades where all we do is suck each other off in the street.
Yeah, literally.
And in other parts of the country, it's illegal to show your face if you're a woman. But over here, you can literally get bukkake'd in public for free.
Get literally, it's everything's on the table here. Everything's on the table.
You're gonna see one of everything, and the possibilities because of that, the possibilities are endless, right?
Yeah. And you know, I always, because I'm a hippy dippy fucking nerd, I always, when I think about America, I always have to fucking just love the natural America, this the terrain and the fact that we've got just about everything in this bitch. Florida's like tropical. We've got deserts. We've got mountain ranges. We've got plains. We've got so much. Waterfalls, giant lakes, rivers everywhere. All these cool animals all everywhere.
Bro, we have bears. You know, not everyone has bears. Dude, we are officially from sea to shining sea. We officially
are the American alligator, bro. Goated.
Dude, think about this. Alaska and Hawaii. We literally have two of the coolest places on earth that aren't attached literally. To us, but they're just like where everyone goes to vacation and you don't need a passport to go there.
Literally, just like Key West.
No, I love Key West, but let's not put it in the same vein as Hawaii.
I mean, I haven't been, so I wouldn't really know.
I haven't either, but from what I've seen, it's gorgeous. They have literally volcanoes and mountains next to a beach. Like
that's fun.
Key West can't say that. That's you're right. That's whimsical.
That's fun. That's really fun. I don't know anything about Hawaii, but I always wonder how like Americanized it is, because I kind of imagine it as being this island. Like my best reference is Lilo and Stitch. Like, I kind of feel like it's like that.
Oh, so that tells you everything you need to know.
Yeah. Am I correct?
I mean, dude, again, I've never been, but all I know about Hawaii is the fucking Japs tried us in Hawaii. And they Hawaii people, they were like, oh, this place isn't Americanized. People are not going to come to defend Hawaii. Bitch, you fuck with us, you're going to get put in the microwave. The microwave is a metaphor for something, and I think you know what that is.
Yeah,
you,
I think yeah.
You fuck with our browns, you fuck with our Asian looking browns, and you're gonna get the stick. The stick period. That Uncle Sam carried. Period.
Those are our brown people, motherfucker.
Those are our beaches that we get to colonize, okay? Literally, get to make strip malls dead here. Ass.
I feel like that's something we can celebrate today. The first nuke, the first country to drop a nuke. That's cool.
I mean, it's not December 7th, but let's just remember that because the topic of America, people sometimes countries historically try us and it never ends up well for them.
Yeah. Yeah, definitely.
Also, I want to give a shout out to even though I don't think we have any listeners in France, shout out to France, because not because listeners or anything, because it's 4th of July. And without the French, I give France and French people a hard time because I mean they're French. They're French, right? Ooh. They kind of smell a little bit, but
yeah,
they are integral in us defeating the British. So today is not about anti-French. Today is about anti-British.
I guess they help us out or whatever.
Dude,
what I did want to do, right, is so that, because it's very important that when we're celebrating, you know, we have something to hate. That's very important.
And
so
I wanted to. It's British people, right?
Absolutely British people. Specifically, do you know who the king was at the time?
Good. Yeah. Don't tell me. Well, this was post Magna Carta England, right? So. They had a king. He wasn't the most powerful guy in Britain, I don't think. But the king, don't fucking tell me, dude. Can you give me three guesses?
Yeah.
Okay. John.
No.
If I get the name right, I don't have to get the number right. Charles.
No.
Am I getting warmer?
I would say Charles is slightly warmer than John, but neither of them are warm, really. They're tepid.
Last guess.
Yep.
It can't be. This isn't my guess. I'm thinking out loud. It can't be. It couldn't be Arthur, could it? Because Arthur was the guy. Arthur was the one who had the mythical sword in the rock that people couldn't pull out. Yeah. But I know with the Brits, they're all in the same family and they have sex.
Yeah, they are all cousins.
Yeah, and they're all named Arthur. If it's not Arthur, it's got to be King.
Yeah, I'm gonna be so hyped.
Is it okay? And now I'm thinking out loud again. Is it like a French guy? Like some French guy took over England?
No.
Like it was, you know how they're all in the same family? Like some French portion of the family. Okay, it's not Arthur. It's
a student.
Henry.
Of
Henry.
Not Henry. Not Henry. Fuck. I'm gonna go ahead and share my screen. It is. Oh, let me share my screen. It's King George III.
Oh, it was George.
It was George. And I want us to take a look at George, the guy who America told to suck one.
All right. Are you going to share your screen?
Did you let me do it?
It was already, it says you can share it.
Period. Okay. Here we have George.
Oh, dude.
And I feel like it's low-hanging fruit to call him a fruit.
but you took the words right out of my mouth, dude. I'm like, dude, I know he just came off Pride Month. Look at it. Look at the makeup. Look at the makeup. Look at the lips. He literally put a gloss on his lips. I know we just came out of Pride Month, and I know, I don't have to explain this. This is for my viewers, this preference, but we don't have viewers.
It's 4th of July. It's not about them. As one of them, it's not about them.
No, Justin, and you know I love you. You know I don't give a fuck if you're gay. But this guy is king gay.
This guy's literally king gay.
He's the last boss on the gay level. He's the one you have to defeat if you want to defeat the gay.
He's like a gay of imperial proportion. See, when he hit in his like 40s, I think he got thick. He got thick. He started putting on them pounds.
But you can tell he thought he was cute thick. So he like
emphasized it. He's like, you see this belly, bitch? You see this, bitch? You see this kingly fucking stomach, bitch? I'm more wealthy than you.
It makes sense that he's a fruit because he wanted to imperialize the entire world.
Dead ass.
He literally wanted to rule the world.
Oh my God. There's one specific picture where he's real dolled up. He's literally in like a white and pink fit and he's got his little lips pursed. I swear to God, this nigga did the cup thing that the white girls be doing on TikTok.
What's the cup thing?
Where they like put their lips in a cup and they inhale, they like suck in and it makes their lips look big and juicy.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Cause look at him. He be coming with the whimper.
He looks like he's quivering his lip.
He does. And it looks like he's looking at a big nigga.
I can't even hate, bro. The outfit on the left is so fire. Like it's like it's layered. It's like four layers.
You're talking about a whimper, so I thought it was George.
It is George. Yeah. How do you feel about that fit?
Okay. Look, you know how I feel. It's not bad. I love the fit on the right. Okay.
The left.
No, this one, this
the gold fit.
I like the left
okay,
more.
Listen, I know you don't like George, but I told you when he's not old, I would let him hit.
Ooh.
Like I'm kind of here.
Lauren, I have news for you. But he does not want to hit you.
He does not want to hit me. No, I know he doesn't want to hit me.
He likes he wants man to butt.
Hit me, but he doesn't want
to
hit me.
No, he wants to hit you because you're in the way of a twink he's about to rail through.
Literally.
Do you say a twink?
Yeah, he's got twinks to rail, sweetie.
No, there's a twink behind you, and he wants to physically hit you to get you out of the way. So
he's literally like, get your big black monkey bitch ass the fuck out of my way.
So I can ram this twink.
Fuck you too, George. Does that say mental
health? Oh, you know
health?
He was a racist.
Oh, my God.
Not mental health.
Is he sick?
No,
revealed.
He was psycho.
I like the outfit on the left more. I think it's like Thriller.
Go ahead, Zach.
I was just saying the outfit on the left was so fire. It gave me Thriller vibes, like Michael Jackson might have been. Look at that jacket. He has four layers.
It does kind of look like the Thriller fit. I can't argue with that.
No, we need to correct ourselves. Thriller looks like King George's fit.
Michael Jackson literally copped his vibe.
But we shouldn't be applauding this guy too much because this guy's a cuck and America cucked this guy.
Yeah, I was starting this because I fucking hate this nigga. Fuck this prick. I mean, imagine having to pay taxes to that prick.
With no representation.
I mean, look at him. Look at him. What a fucking cunt.
He needs money. He needs money to finance his benders where he just runs through twigs.
Dead ass. And his long golden gowns. I mean, girl, give me a break.
Look at the socks. Zoom in on the pantyhose, bro.
He's dead ass dressed like Lil Nas X.
No, again, Lil Nas X is dressed like King George, bro. This is this is fantastic. And now I know where all the inspiration for modern fashion comes from.
It all started with him.
This bastard. Well, dude, we get the last laugh because...
Yeah, we do.
He's the sophisticated twink that thinks he's better than everyone. And we just came in like a bunch of frat guys. And we're like, hey, listen, you're going to need to get out of our party.
Okay, and deadass, let's look at George Washington.
Who's more manly?
Compared to, bitch, on a horse. Look at this nigga.
Who compared to
this nigga.
Yeah.
Is it a surprise we won the war?
No.
Is it a surprise?
Because
deadass, imagine George Washington and George III in a fight.
In a fist fight, bro. George Washington would literally first round just start ground and pounding him.
Bro, George III would be deadass open hand slapping that nigga.
Yeah. He would have his little white glove and he'd be like, stop that.
They're literally, stop.
Oh my God, you're punching me.
You know who I am? I'm the fucking king, bitch. I'm the bitch.
Yeah,
he's like, fuck you, fruit, with the ooh, that, like, George Washington killed niggas. I doubt George III ever killed niggas.
No, I'm sure King George did, not with his bare hands.
You see it. You see it. Look at this nigga's eyes. Them's the eyes of a motherfucking gangster.
Yeah, you can tell.
That nigga looking at the painter like, bitch, if you don't hurry the fuck up. Nigga, I'll do you like I be doing the Apaches. Play with me, nigga.
He's like, bruh, I got beers to smash, so let's get this over with.
I fucks with George. It's dead ass that's why we won, because this nigga, imagine him on the battlefield trying to rally the troops.
Yeah. And he was an ocean away, which didn't help. But even if he was on the battle, that's how much of a pussy he is. He was an ocean away and he fought George Washington and George Washington won.
Deadass. This nigga got no jawline.
He got a butt chin, though.
Nigga, somebody stole the role jawline.
It's also because they fucking, I don't know why it was a trend, but they wore like these things that cut off their neck. So you could only see their head, and it looks make them look fat.
Ew! Look at that side profile. He looked like a turkey, bro.
Yeah, look at that. Look at that. That snoot,
bro. He literally on the throne, like.
Oh, that's another. That's a great point. 4th of July. You know another reason why America's great? We got fucking turkeys and corn, bro.
Bro, fuck yeah. And turkeys and corn are both goated foods.
Dude, the whole world runs on corn.
Dead ass.
The whole world runs on rice and corn. And they're fucking perfect. Again, we didn't really that we didn't like
corn comes from corn. Corn makes whiskey, bro. Corn makes whiskey.
Corn makes vodka.
Meaning that like whiskey, all those things are specifically American. If it wasn't for us, they couldn't be here.
What is whiskey in other countries? Rum?
No, I mean, I think like Irish people do have a kind of whiskey. I think they make it maybe out of potatoes or something. That's probably was incorrect.
Corn whiskey's better though.
I pulled that directly out of my ass.
I'll sign off on it, bro. We commit ourselves to being hardcore journalists. So I just while you were itching your leg, I fact checked you and you are correct. It is actually made out of potatoes.
Oh hell yeah. That's what the fuck I'm talking about, nigga. I do have one piece of good American news. Some guy, let me see, what's his name? Some guy just broke the world record. Every 4th of July, there's this like big hot dog eating contest, and some guy just broke the world record. Joey Chestnut ate 76 fucking hot dogs in 10 minutes.
Fucking dude.
Shout out to Joey fucking Chestnut, dude.
Fuck yeah. Joey Chestnut.
Perfect dogs.
I don't know if you're familiar with the competitive eating scene, but Joey Chestnut is like a world-class eater for the past like decade.
Oh, you like know this guy?
Dude, he's very famous. He's the most famous competitive eater. It's like,
oh, I didn't know that.
It's him and this like Asian kid. And the funny thing is, neither of them are fat. I mean, Joey Chestnut's not skinny, but he's not obese. And the Asian guy is literally a twink, and they both are the best competitive eaters in the world. Like, it's insane.
That is insane. They have to be throwing some of that up.
No, you can't. You in the competitions, you can't throw up or else they disqualify you.
I mean, but like you can't throw up in 12 hours when you get home.
I mean, yeah, but I don't think they do. I think they are literally trained to absorb.
That's
that insane. Much food. I know. And where else?
Go?
I don't know, dude. And then fucking we got man versus food. We got fucking food challenges. You know how gluttonous a country has to be to have food challenges? We literally are throwing hundreds of pounds of food out every single day across the country at every business. It's gluttony and abundance at its
that is one of my favorite parts form. About America though, man. The food. We just got our food, bro. I mean,
because we got food.
Mostly southern food for me. Mostly southern food is just like, bro. I mean, grits, fucking chicken and waffles, fucking fried chicken, fucking tater salad, fucking barbecue. I mean, it just goes on and on and on. Burgers.
I mean, you know, my dad's side is southern as fuck. Like, he's from the backwoods of Alabama. So I understand. Southern food is fantastic, but let's not limit the scope, okay? I promise you, Justin, almost not everything because there are bad restaurants, but almost every type of food you can imagine, America has it, and not just has it at a world-class level. Mm. You name the country, America has food that rivals food in that country. Because why? Because we're a melting pot, baby. We get everyone. we live where people vacation. People come. This is another thing. I know I said it last week. Less Americans than like any other major world power don't leave the country. What does that mean? Everyone comes here. Everyone is visiting us and we're the hosts. And we're like, listen, bitch, fucking kick your feet up and grab a drink and fucking give us the recipe and we'll take it from here. And we have abuelas, omas, you name the language word for grandma. We have grandmas of every nationality.
Dead ass. Grandma's out the ass.
We're the best, dude. There's no way around it.
We are the fucking best. And you know, I haven't seen the whole world. I have been to Paris and London. And I gotta say, I wasn't impressed. I gotta say.
Yeah, I've never been.
Their museums was the only thing that stood out to me as being better than America, but everything else was like, mm. But also like America makes most of the best art in the world. So it's like, okay, you got museums, but we're making it.
Hey, look who it is.
Are you drinking whiskey?
Vodka. It's 4th of July. Hey, mom, come on.
What?
I'm talking to Justin.
Oh, I'm swimming.
You're swimming?
Yeah, it's beautiful. Why are you over there?
Because I want to get the poolside view.
Oh, you're showing him the pool?
Yeah.
I'm going swimming.
Okay.
I'll say that.
So.
Dan said you like the Levi's. Which ones?
Yeah, they fit.
Which ones do you like better?
Levi's, for sure.
Tell your mama I said happy 4th.
Get another pair of Levi's?
No, we're fine. Justin said happy 4th.
I said happy 4th. So what you're saying is you're going to keep three.
She said happy 4th.
Why don't you
she don't care. She come from Germany. She hates this bitch. She hates
this she's country. Not. She's not German.
I'm German.
You're German, but you're not. You're American. You were born in America.
My grandparents are from Germany.
Yeah.
So my point is, why don't you keep three Levi's and only two Levi's?
Mom, I'm in the middle of a huge show. Like this is the what's it called? Pinnacle? What's the word? Pinnacle?
This is all pinnacle. Messy. You gotta clean this. Oh my god. Oh my god, look at this dirt.
Holy shit.
OMG.
Well, clean your damn laptop, Zach.
That and clean it.
Did you just say OMG?
Yes.
Okay. I know she right. I've seen his laptop. His laptop be dusty.
Justin saying, you're right. My laptop was always dusty.
Justin, I'm telling you, his parents, can he hear me?
Yeah, he can hear you.
Yeah.
We are clean freaks. Like,
yeah, me too.
We leave things laying bullshit around, but our bathrooms are spotless. I don't know. He must be from another mother. Can you see our pool?
Yeah, I do. It's beautiful.
I'm going swimming. I just got home from work. I'm going swimming.
Oh my God, have a great time.
So things are getting pretty lit on the live podcast. We're officially getting blondes in the pool. So shit's getting crazy.
This is gonna, for some of the viewers, this will be hot, I think.
If I have to use my mother as a selling point for listeners, I'll do it.
All right, I'm cleaning. This is disgusting.
Oh my God, she's cleaning it live on the pod.
Oh my God. Damn, bro, it must be pretty bad. The camera quality immediately got better. The camera quality just up. We're officially seeing in true KHD.
Oh my God, can you now see Zach?
Yeah, he said the quality of the picture got a lot better.
Oh yeah, this is ridiculous.
Lauren, look, this Zach's mom is cleaning his computer right now. She came over and she said, girl, look how much better the picture is.
Look, it's Lauren.
Oh, Lauren. Hey, Lauren.
Look, she's getting the keyboard.
Yeah.
She's like, girl, this shit isn't. She walked up. She's like, what the fuck is that? she's like.
Oh, did I take you off? Sorry.
No, you didn't.
No, we're going strong. My mom washed my computer when I went to her house, and then she fucking gave it water damage.
Yeah, so hopefully my computer doesn't crash.
No, this is just Pepsi.
We should get wine.
I was thirsty. Now, it reminds me of that time, though. Remember when I cleaned the bottom of Zach's security?
Did you hear? They had saw Coach Walla.
No, Lauren, you did that? I didn't even know you did that. No.
Yeah, you were drinking, like, Keurig slime.
Yeah.
Wait, what was it? It was the bottom?
It was, like, slime from your water.
Yeah, I cleaned it over, like, winter break before.
Oh, my God. Thank you.
See, this is Zach's problem. He's got too many women cleaning his shit for him.
I'm blessed with too many women.
That ass. You're sitting here like you're King fucking Tut.
I'm Cake Paul.
Your mom clean your shit
for I'm
you.
Cake Paul. What can I say?
He goes, I'm Cake Paul. What can I say?
I'm Cake Paul. Yes, I saw it on his Insta. He's serving.
Oh, did you change your name to Cake Paul?
No, he like posted a video one day and he was dressed like that.
Oh. Well, you know, let's take that's one great part about America. Everybody's got their mama, most of us. And if you don't, you'll be all right.
Yeah, not everyone has a dad, but most everyone has a mom for sure.
Yeah, they tend to stick around.
Also, you know what?
I don't know, Red. Get Florida cracker or whatever it's called.
You want wine right now?
Yes.
It's not even 5 o'clock.
Exactly.
It's 4th of July. It's day drinking time.
I'll pay for it.
I gotta get dressed.
You don't have to get dressed. This is Florida on the 4th of July, girl.
You look amazing, Lauren.
Tell her. She looks beautiful. He says she looks amazing.
I always do.
You look like a bad bitch. This is what I love about America as well. No, you know, pressure. This is a fit. This is
a Florida thing. This isn't an American thing.
You can do most things in Florida, at least, in this fit.
Yeah, actually.
There's very few things that...
No, this is a going outfit in Florida.
Deadass.
Last night, downtown Fort Lauderdale, I saw like 30 girls dressed the exact same, and they were doing extremely well.
Deadass. This is a cute top.
No, deadass.
No, but you know what's great about America? Okay, I'll go to Publix.
Oh my God, 10 minutes. Thank you. Take my card. My wallet's somewhere. Probably in my room.
No,
what's great about America?
What's great about America is we will find literally, and this is more than any other country. You can fact check me on this. We find any excuse to party. Hold on. No, we're cool. We're cool. We're good. Yeah, that works.
Okay. Well, this is for Chicago.
Yeah.
Yeah, and it's not going to stay open. But are you sure? Because I thought you liked
the other. No. I like that too.
So we're not going to return it.
No. Get in the pool. We will find any excuse to gather the family and friends and get drunk.
Yes.
Absolutely. Any reason. I mean, 4th of July, Independence Day, that's a pretty good reason. But literally any reason, we will get blacked out.
Period. Like dead ass every holiday. That's what they're for.
Oh, yeah. What, dude, holidays, people think holidays aren't for kids. Why do you think adults made holidays for kids? It's for adults to get fucked up.
Yeah, literally.
You think adults passed holidays for thinking of the little kids? No, they're like, the kids can run off. We're going to get fucked up.
Dude, and another great part about America is just that there's always something to do.
There's always something.
You can never be bored in this bitch.
If there's nothing to do, then you can just start breaking stuff.
Deadass.
You know what's big in America? Mudding. What is mudding? Rolling around in the mud. But people are like, dude, that doesn't sound fun. You've clearly never been mudding. It's fucking lit.
Yeah, if you think literally bathing in mud on top of an ATV is not fun,
I get it. From the sound of mudding, I was like, that doesn't sound fun. And then, because it's like dirty, and then you go mudding and you're like, oh, I get it now.
You're like, oh, it's dirty. I get it.
No, you're like, at first I was like, ew, dirty. And then after I did it, I was like, oh, it's dirty.
It feels so primal, just covering oneself in mud.
Hell yeah, dude. I remember, at my school, we did this thing called the senior trip, and we went up. I've told you about this, but just for the listeners, we went up to this place called Damascus, Virginia, right on the border of Virginia and Tennessee line. And people are marching, not marching, like it's fucking the Revolutionary War. People are hiking from Maine and the Appalachian Mountains, where they start, all the way down to Georgia and Alabama. So people on that track, the halfway point is Damascus, Virginia. So people stop there, and there's a giant festival with art and musicians and entertainment and drinking, mm-hmm. as people like have a parade as they're walking through the town. And you can, it's in the Appalachian Mountains. So it's elevated, and you can pay biking companies to give you a ride up the mountain. And there's biking trails all the way at the summit. So hypothetically, you could get a bus to take you all the way to the summit and drop you off. And all you have to do, because it's a mountain, I kid you not, all you have to do is balance on the bike, and you can coast all the way down to the town and past the town into like a valley. And as you're, I went to a very conservative private Presbyterian school,
we can tell.
So I was completely sober, needless to say, but I felt like I was having a, like an out of body psychedelic experience because it was so gorgeous. And it just got done raining. So mud's kicking up. There's mud all over my face. And I break through the trees, the tree line ends. And all of a sudden you're in this giant, giant mountain valley. And it was springtime, so all the flowers are in bloom. And I just thought I was tripping. I was literally like, wow, this is gorgeous. This is the most beautiful thing I've ever seen. While my face was running down with mud, I didn't give a fuck. And there was like a creek river thing, and we pulled our bikes over, and we fucking dove in and washed off our faces. It's gorgeous, man. It's the most, we have a country on a continent. Like, we shouldn't have this much land, but we do. So we have literally anything you can think of.
Dead ass. I mean, that's really one of my that's like my favorite part about America, honestly. It's like just the size of it and just the scope. It's just so much.
You name it. You like you like tropical weather? Boom. I'll send you to Puerto Rico. You like or the Virgin Islands. You like island life? Do there or Hawaii. You like mountains? Boom. You go to the Rockies, go to the Appalachians. You like cold ass weather? Boom. Go to fucking Montana. Boom. Go to Maine. You like the coast? Oh, we got two of them. We got an East Coast that's full of history, and we have the West Coast, which is right on the border of Mexico. You like
Mexico? The Gulf Coast.
And the Gulf Coast. You'd fucking name it, bruv. We have it. You want to go to Canada, but you don't have a passport? Just fucking go up to the Upper Peninsula of Michigan. It's basically Canada. You can see the Northern Lights in America.
Oh, I didn't know that. That's
dude, cool. Not even from Alaska. You don't have to. You can stay on the continental United States in the Michigan and see the Northern Lights.
Oh, that's so cool.
My friend Cody.
This bitch is awesome. And the animals we got to hunt. Ugh.
All the animals we get to hunt.
Bro, I mean, just hogs and all kinds, just beautiful deer, fucking bears.
And we don't have bullshit like tigers or lions. Like we,
yeah.
Hippos.
Except for in Texas, but
that's a different thing.
Yeah, it's a special exception.
Texas is its own thing.
Lauren is sharing some breaking news with me.
What's happening?
Some dumb cunt tweeted, "I better not see one black person celebrate 4th of July." Less than a month after they made our Independence Day a federal holiday.
So what does that mean?
I don't know what the fuck that part means.
Are they're referring to Juneteenth, right?
Oh, yeah, that must be it. Sorry, not sorry. I feel like anyone who is black should not celebrate 4th of July. It's simple. We were definitely not free during this time. There's nothing to celebrate on this day for us. I didn't read them all,
but I'm sure they're all. Hey, babe, guess what? We're fucking free now. Free love.
Dead ass, free as fuck. They gave us a holiday and black people gonna still celebrate the 4th of July. Y'all didn't understand the assignment. I don't get it. So I guess you're only allowed to celebrate Juneteenth if you're black.
But Juneteenth they just made it a federal holiday, right?
All these people got opinions. They need to honestly get over it.
No, you know what they are? They're just buzzkills. They're party poopers.
They need to lighten the fuck up.
They're party poopers, bro. They're just sad boys.
I mean, 4th of July, hot dogs and beer, bitch. Like, let's not make it that complicated.
Yeah, no one talks about slavery on 4th of July. Like, who's bringing up slavery at the barbecue?
We got freed in this bitch. So, like, can we not celebrate that? Can we not at least say that it was a good thing for the slaves to have been freed in America?
Yeah.
Can we say that? Is that an okay statement?
And can we acknowledge that, like, the entire world, our biggest export is our culture, and our culture is... Our culture is, like, 90% a black culture. So we literally have, like, the greatest black culture in the world.
Yeah, this is deadass one of the blackest places on the planet.
Yes! That's why we're cool as fuck!
Literally... Those were probably fucking Russian bots I was just reading anyway. Those are probably fucking Russian bots. They're getting in, trying to. Yeah, I mean, you know, I've seen just looking at the news today. Like, you can see a market. Like, there are groups of people who just don't even want people to be celebrating America today.
Yeah,
you know, like if you look up like the news, it's all negative shit. It's shit about how Biden is fucking up this 4th of July and somebody, you know, like there's fucking tragedy or whatever. Some guys in Texas just broke out of jail, whatever. And it's like nothing positive coming from any of the mainstream news outlets about America today. You won't find it.
Of course, bro.
And it's like, fuck, what are you here for? I don't know. Like, fuck you guys, frankly.
They're just party poopers.
Be thankful.
Dude.
I mean, this country is free enough that you fucking get to lie to us and like fuck with our elections and cause wars with your shitty newspapers. Okay. How about be thankful for one fucking day?
Yeah.
Try to like not like fucking fire machine guns into the pillars of America for one day.
They can't help themselves, dude. Because why? Because they're losers.
We
are winning. Look at us. Who do you think's having a better time? Us or them?
Girl, me. I'm sitting here with my cat.
Exactly, bro.
Loving America.
Exactly. I'm fucking by a pool in Ibiza. I'm living it up. I'm pretending to be Jake Paul. Like, you can't make this shit up, man.
You know, I feel like this year, especially, this is like today is important. I feel like this year, everybody's just been hating on America. Everybody this year, really the last few years, everybody's got a problem with America. And I just be like, I feel like it's getting to the point where a good slice of the population is starting to forget why America is the baddest bitch in the world and why we genuinely are one of the better places in the world to live in on paper. Like, we just are.
Yeah, I think I actually was watching this video about like what like things that people from outside the U.S. understand, but like if they told someone from the U.S., someone would be shocked by was like our patriotic like value. Like if you ask someone an American, are they patriotic? Right? Are over the past 10 years, it's gone from like 75% to like 55%. So it's greatly decreased. That being said, we're like by far first in the world of like the major powers.
As far as patriotism?
As far as patriotism.
Well,
like,
fuck yeah.
Like the closest is like some shit in Europe that's at like 30%. Like,
I mean, a lot of these countries, they don't. They gotta have to try really hard to get their people to be patriotic. That's why so many countries have like their leaders have chosen to just force patriotism on the people.
Also, Europe, I feel like European countries, they're scared to be patriotic because then they're scared to be looked at as nationalists.
Oh yeah, which girl, fuck that. Fuck that.
I mean, it's easy for us to say because all we have is Canada, Mexico, and fucking oceans. Like,
true, ain't nobody fucking with us.
Everyone, no one's fucking, dude, fucking try. Fucking try, you know? So it's easy. But my point is, though, even though patriotism has gone down, we're still the most patriotic in this bitch. And this bitch is the world, you know?
Period.
We're still the trendsetters, bro.
I just feel like it's for good reason too, you know. I mean, this is a badass country. I told you last episode about that mutual that was trying to convince me that like America is just as bad as China.
I think
I told you about that. Like, that's the kind of mindset where I'm like, yo, y'all niggas is crazy. And not to sound like a total boomer, but why don't you leave? If you really feel like it's that bad, like, can you get the fuck out of here? Because we're having a good time. Most of us are really fine. You know, most of us have things about America that we would like to change or get better, like everyone. But like, for the most part, we're cooling. So if like you think it's that fucking bad, move to Sweden or whatever the fuck dumb country that you think is going to have something that America doesn't.
Yeah.
These all white countries. And you notice it's always all white countries that they want to say are like better than America.
Which isn't that the logic there is there's a inconsistency in that logic because you want to fucking move to the place that's 99% white and you're saying the white people are the causing all these issues where you live.
I mean, we talk a lot about our racism, bro. I'm not convinced that the racism in the rest of the world isn't, for the most part, worse.
Yeah, I don't know, because I haven't been, but it's definitely equal to or worse. I mean,
I know a bunch of, even Africans don't like American Black people.
Hell no.
Probably because like, they great-granddaddy sold our asses in the first place.
I was gonna
say. So they feel a little bit embarrassed about it.
Because you're like, what's up, bitch? You knock on their door and you're like, what's up? Remember us?
They're like, we got rid of you, so.
Yeah.
We didn't get rid of you for you to come back. It wasn't like a, you know, if you love something, set it free type of deal.
No, they were hoping y'all would disappear. And that you ass. Guys are like, nah, we came back for, we want you to pay up.
Which, you know, not to get into racial theory, but that is a part of the whole racism aspect, because we blame it on America and we blame it on white people. And I'm like, dead ass, there's so much responsibility that Black people have for that.
Yeah. And where does fucking Spain and England, where is their responsibility lie?
Oh, yeah.
You know what my sister said, which it makes so much sense, bro. British people, because they fucking talk like this. They have this cute little accent where they talk all fancy and shit. And people let them say whatever horrendous, horrific shit they want, because they're literally like, oh, it's in a zany accent. they are super racist, but they have a super fancy accent. So people are like, oh, it's fine. Like, it's cute. It's funny. My point is your hands aren't clean, England, and yeah. we put our fingers in your chest. You know that meme? The guy's like, you're not that guy, pal. Trust me, you're not that guy.
Dude.
That's what America did to England, bro. You're not that George, you're not that guy.
The dead ass.
Our George is that guy.
I mean, they had the biggest armada in the world and they couldn't do shit. Couldn't do shit with it.
Yeah. They're not that guy. We are that guy.
We are. And hopefully for a very long time.
Also, okay. I love how we get to take credit for like everything another American did.
I mean, yeah, dead ass. I mean, how many things that are so crucial to the world came from America, dude? It's crazy. I mean, for me, because I think about art, you know, because I'm an artist and that's always my focus. I mean, rock and roll, country music, folk music, fucking impressionist, like a whole era of impressionist paintings, you know, a whole era of comic books, like a whole entire fucking style universe for comic books, whole genres of like books, fiction. We have the best fucking fiction authors in this country, you know.
Give me one sec. I can't tell if my mom's yelling because my dad's deaf or because they're gonna kill each other. So give me one sec so I figure it out.
Okay, great.
Hey, how's it going, Queen?
Great. How's life?
It's fucking going. My dad's in hot water right now with my mom.
I heard.
Yeah, he's been doing bad stuff.
Whatever she's mad about, she's right. Whatever he did, he absolutely did it.
She is low-key right. Nah, you did, but it's okay. She did.
Did I make it start again?
Yeah. Yeah, speak in the mic.
You could edit this out. You guys always say you're going to edit shit out, but you don't. I'd be putting it on for the cats to watch. I know what goes on.
Oh my God, bro. Yeah. So my dad fucking... He got caught smoking a cigar.
I'm yeah. on his side.
Lauren's on mom's side.
Was he outside?
It's America's fucking birthday.
No, he was outside. He's bouncing back from a heart condition. So she's pissed.
Oh, I'm with Sandra.
I'm with him.
I'm with him.
Period.
But
like, how you go leave me alone? Because you go die from your heart problems.
That's the problem. Women don't know how to have a good time.
Women are compassionate. We're like, we're caring. Because you know what? A couple years from now, your dad's going to be like, you know what? Thank you. You know, you were right. You know?
Probably.
I feel better now.
You're right. This is the yin and the yang of man and woman. But that's like Justin said, that's why he's gay. Because
that's why you're gay.
Because women always be tripping.
Because women. Deadass, I can't have a woman telling me what the fuck to do. They're boring. I know. Like dead ass. In a few years, and you're wrong, Lauren. In a few years, he'll be dying, and then he'll be like, "I should have been smoking cigars this whole time. It was a waste of effort to not smoke cigars."
I'm okay. To be fair, because it's the fourth, I would be like, "Okay, you can have that cigar today, but let me catch you smoking another cigar." What's up?
Yeah, because you know, Lauren, you are fair and balanced, right? You understand it's a holiday, but my mom, she be German, right? So she has that gene in her where if you set it off, she's going like full SS. Yeah. Like,
that was pretty funny. She was like, "I don't give a fuck. He needs to stop that shit."
Yeah, yeah. Oh, did you hear it?
I heard a little bit.
How long have your parents been together?
30 years.
See, yeah, at that point, I'd be saying the same thing. I'd be like, "Hey, listen here, bitch. I'll take that cigar and snap it with some scissors. Don't play with me. I'll smush it under my foot. How you like that, huh?"
Mom, how many years have you been married to Dad?
Oh,
30.
Married 28.
But if your dad's ass is in the ER, you go save his ass. Because you know what? I am pissed right now. You don't put that shit in your body after you've been given a second chance.
She's pissed. She is pissed.
Wow. I love and respect your mom.
No, say why I'm pissed.
I said.
No, because he's been on the heart and kidney transplant list for 4 years, and he hasn't smoked a cigar in 4 years.
Yeah.
She has a good point.
There's a reason why I'm mad.
Oh, so now Justin's flipping team. Yeah, Lauren's on your side. Mom.
Mr. Ledbetter has been on the heart and kidney transplant list in Miami, Jackson Memorial, for 4 years. I have driven his behind down there every month for 4 years. He quit cigar smoking because he wouldn't be listed on the heart transplant. And I just hugged him and I could smell the cigar smoke. So he smoked a darn cigar after no cigars for 4 years. He just thinks he can go back to smoking.
It's the 4th of July.
It is America's birthday.
Don't go back to smoking cigars and drinking alcohol because you're off the heart transplant
list. It's a one-time thing.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. So I'm not a witch, but you shouldn't be smoking cigars and drinking alcohol on no holiday when you are a sick man. Well, I'm going swimming.
Well, she's the boss. She's the boss.
She is. She's the landlord. So
is he gonna get? Could he potentially be taken off the list if he smokes a cigar?
No, he's off. I mean, no, he's off the list now. He's he doesn't need the transplants anymore. But I don't. It's still not advised for sure. The doctors definitely wouldn't advise it.
Yeah.
Well, yeah. The doctors wouldn't advise a lot of things.
Yeah, I was gonna say doctors. Don't
doctors be like, "Don't eat steak."
Actually, because of my heart monitor, I'm not really supposed to be drinking that much.
What is all this?
What, Ma?
Yeah,
I don't Lauren's know what
still
that
gonna
is.
Get fucked up.
Yeah, not fucked up.
Lauren said, "Fuck the doctor." Okay, so I felt like to round this out. I don't know if you have Did you just flash tits on the podcast?
No, she did, but it's 4th of July. It's okay.
This is wild. Yeah.
No, this is wild. Lauren.
You never got the wine. This is what's wrong with women. I mean,
No, Lauren.
They're like, they've got bird brains. They just get lost.
I'm ready to go. Look, I changed my pants. So I did my hair.
It's 4th of July. Yeah, I fucking love it, Lauren. I love the energy. We needed that. I knew something was missing from the episode, but that I didn't know what. That's what it was.
Tits.
Yes, it was a flash.
Well, I hope we can still put this on YouTube.
Hopefully we get canceled from this.
Oh, but yeah, I don't have a PP, but I do want to play a quiz.
Okay.
I have a little game I want to play. So.
Okay.
But do you want to do your pee-pee first if you have one?
No, I'll save the pee-pee.
Okay. Let's... No pee-pee? Boom. Okay, so this is a fun... Well, let's see just how terrible of Americans we are with this short little quiz from PBS. Wait a minute. I'm not sharing, am I? Share. Mm-mm. Okay. I'm a nerd and I love this shit, so...
Okay. Oh, fuck yeah. Fuck yeah.
Question one. Independence Day was established as a holiday by Congress in what year?
I feel like I should get either my mom or dad on this quiz.
They would be a lot better than you. I'll give you one phone a friend. You have 15 questions. One phone a friend.
One?
Yeah.
Okay, so I'm not going to use it. I'm not going to use it here. Give me... What is
1853? Oops, it was 1938. Wait, no. 1870. God. It was 1870. who was the first president to live in the White House? Adams, Jefferson, Washington, or Madison?
Jefferson.
Jefferson. Interesting. Interesting.
As my mom's cursing out my dad.
It was definitely not Jefferson. It was John. Do you think Jefferson's wife spoke to him like that?
I guarantee you not.
I have a feeling she might have. What do the colors of the American flag symbolize? Nothing. The founding fathers thought it was cute. Red equals, that's A. Red equals hardiness. White, purity. Blue, perseverance. Red, compassion. White, peace and unity. Blue, remembrance. Red, revolution. White, stability. Blue, integrity.
Damn. C.
C.
Compassion, peace and unity, and remembrance.
Ooh, not this time. It is B, looks like. Hardiness, purity, and perseverance.
I hope, is this what the immigration services gives people? Because I would not
pass. Yeah, this is easy beans compared to that test. Calvin Coolidge was the only U.S. president born on the 4th of July. Three presidents, however, died on that date. Who were they?
Oh, shit.
Options are A, Washington, Arthur, and Monroe. B, Lincoln, Jefferson, and Nixon. C, Taylor, Van Buren, and Harding. D,
dude,
Adams,
what
Jefferson,
the fuck? Stop. How do people guess this?
It's terrible.
You're the one cussing them out. mom, you're destroying my camera angle here. Dude, did Lincoln get assassinated on the 4th of July?
LOL, no.
Okay, so that rules out B. I'm going to go, I have no idea. I'm going to go C again. Taylor, Buren, Harding. No. Was Harding a real president?
I don't think he was.
Are you sure?
Yeah, absolutely. Warren Harding was a president.
I memorized the presidents. I don't remember him. Okay, do C.
C? Okay. Yeah. Interesting. Nope. It was Adams, Jefferson, and Monroe.
That he doesn't feel good. So I don't have any compassion for him with not feeling good because he
is. What? Mom, I'm trying to take a quiz to find out if American. Okay. On blah, 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 4th of July, Americans.
Oh, yeah. On July 4th, Americans all over the country celebrated our nation's 200th birthday. How many tons of fireworks were exploded in a magnificent display?
This is a dumbass question.
5, 17, 24, 33. Of course, the biggest is always the safest for this kind of a question. This is America, and you're correct. It's the first one you got right, I think.
And you know why I knew that? Because of gluttony, American gluttony. That's all the only way
you can always count. You can always count on it. Ooh, I like this one. Where did John Philip Sousa compose "The Stars and Stripes Forever," the official march of the United States? That's the national anthem.
No, it's not.
Is it not?
The Stars and Stripes Forever ain't the national anthem, is it?
I'm pretty sure that was the first name for it.
I thought the guy Key, the guy with the key. The Star Spangled Banner is the national anthem, bro.
I thought that was a rename, but where did he compose it?
Um,
Oh, for the audio listeners, the options are in a bunker during the Civil War, in D.C. after visiting the White House, in his living room after a good dinner.
It's either B or C.
B or C?
It's let's go, because I want to see the dinner one.
The dinner one?
Yeah, I think it's dinner, but it might be D.C.
That's funny. You would think so. No, it was in...
Wait.
It was in the army bunker. He composed the famous march on Christmas Day after he learned of the death of David Blakely.
That doesn't answer the question, but whatever.
Oh yeah, it doesn't even give you the answer here.
Right? Whatever, skip it.
Okay, yeah, I don't know. I think I definitely confused that with the national anthem. Where was the first, I'm a terrible American, where was the first 4th of July celebration with a fireworks display?
Okay, 1870, it was made a holiday.
Either D.C., New York, Boston, or Atlanta.
What? You don't hear the question, Mom. You don't judge me. it's got to be a Northeast state because people were not happy with Georgia in 1870.
Yeah, no.
I'm going to go Boston. It's either Boston or D.C. Mm-hmm. It might be New York, too.
Good guess. I took this before the podcast. I figured Boston just because it's the oldest, I think, in that list. True or false? Pierre L'Enfant was fired from his position before the National Mall at the Capitol building were completed. This is the guy that built the National Mall in the Capitol. He was the architect.
What's the National Mall?
It's that big, I'm pretty sure it's that big strip area where there's like a bunch of monuments and then a Washington Monument is there.
That big steeple and the Lincoln
Park. Yeah. Did you hear?
Yeah, that's the National Mall.
Okay, that's where the Washington and the Lincoln are.
Yeah.
Okay.
Between Lincoln Memorial and the big monument. That's
okay, Mom, I didn't phone a friend this question.
Okay.
Yeah.
False.
False?
False because he's French. No, true. Sorry. Because he's French and he's incompetent. So he got fired.
You're right. He was a prick. And George Washington had to ask him to step down.
Shout out to French people.
By the way, this has 11 questions. So you've got 3 opportunities to use your phone a friend.
I know. Wait, I thought you said it was 15.
No, it's 11.
Okay, good.
How does the community of Seward, Alaska, celebrate the 4th of July? It raises 200 flags out the courthouse. They host the biggest picnic in the U.S. They participate in a 6-mile race up Mount Marathon, or children light thousands of candles in a festival of lights.
I'm going to go.
Think either... which of these activities sounds more American.
Yeah, I agree. That's what I'm thinking. I think it's either Festival of Lights or Largest Picnic. So I'm going to go Largest Picnic.
I can't believe. I wish I didn't know the answer so that I could have told you that was stupid.
What's the race?
Yeah, it's the race. Of course it's the race.
Dude, your hint sucked. You misled me.
How does that not sound the most American?
What's more American? The biggest amount of food in the country possible or a race?
But that doesn't make sense because why would the biggest picnic be in Alaska?
Because why the fuck not? It's the only time of year that it's not freezing. The 4th of July is the only month where you see the sun.
Well,
and you get 24 hours of it.
You should open the, you should start the picnic. Okay, the U.S. flag, this is a weird one. The U.S. flag is flown 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, by either presidential proclamation or law at the following places, except the Washington Monument, the U.S. Marine Corps Memorial, the World War II Memorial, or the White House. So which one of those is there? Does the flag not by law have to be flown all the time? I don't know why anyone would know this, Dev, frankly.
I'm gonna go.
I'll give you a hint. Which one of these do you?
I don't like your hints.
Oh, okay.
No, give me your misleading hint. Okay, I'll give
you the hint. Which one of these things do you think is more likely to have a day where the flags have to come down for respect of the thing that it memorializes?
Yeah. So, okay. So that was pretty obvious. So it's either Iwo Jima is World War II. So it's they're both World War II type memorials. I'm going to go B, Iwo Jima.
Iwo Jima.
Was I right?
No. It was the World War II memorial.
That's so stupid because Iwo Jima was in World War II. So that was dumb. But yeah.
Well, that's a good point. I didn't even know that because I didn't know what Iwo Jima was.
Oh, so
you get half credit for that question.
Okay.
2014 marked the 200th birthday of
okay,
the
Lincoln so-
Memorial, the Smithsonian, the Star Spangled Banner, or the American flag.
Okay. I have to phone a friend here. Hey, Dad. Bring it to him.
He'll probably get it right too. Hi.
What about it?
Which one?
Marked 200th birthday of Lincoln Memorial, Smithsonian, Star Spangled Banner, American flag. So which one is it?
Yeah.
Well, Lincoln Memorial, that was built in the 40s or the 30s.
So throw that out.
Smithsonian has been around a long, long time. So I would say this. The Star Spangled Banner is actually not that old either. Ooh. Although it might be the Star Spangled Banner. Because that was during the War of 1812. And
that's 1814.
Yeah, okay. So that was probably the Star Spangled Banner.
Star Spangled Banner. Ooh. Is that right?
He is absolutely correct. Your dad is a goat, bro. Tell him he's the history hyena.
He's a boomer, man.
Hell yeah.
He was right.
That's why I couldn't give you too many phone a friend. You got two boomers. They probably could have got all this right between the two of them.
That's true.
They would have had it. And you get 4.5 out of 11 points. You are less than half American.
Oh, yeah.
Did you just unzip your pants?
No, should I have?
It sounded like it.
No, I didn't.
Don't feel too bad. Me, Lauren, and Eggroll did this together, and we only got a 5 out of 11. So I think you're really right middle of the road.
I think we're close to the same.
Truly, it would be un-American if you knew too much of our history.
100%. Oh, she's just grilling him. Maybe my dad's the pseudo penis.
What?
When you get something out of your house, again in 4 years.
Okay. Girl, me
you're
too.
You're looking a gift horse.
Just destroying the end of my podcast. Just no respect for my career.
They're like, well, pay for the space.
Yeah.
So, okay. So you said you have a pseudo penis?
I do, and I love that you didn't have one. Hold on.
I did talk shit last episode.
You did. You talked heavy.
I did.
It's okay. Here we go. Ready?
No, I'm
yes.
Swimming. I just want to pull a few more weeks.
So there's a couple of things I want to show you, but I'm going to save. I'll save some for next week.
Zach, I hope you know you're eating steak for dinner.
I know. I'm making steak. So, okay. So, Mom, I'm almost done with the episode. So this is the Tour de France. Hmm. Yes or no?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I'm familiar.
Okay. So it starts, I know today is 4th of July and thank you French people for helping us out, but French people are my pseudo penis. So, this is day one within the first couple hours, maybe the first hour of the race. So the longest bike race in the world, day one. Oh, sorry. I gotta add. You don't need to hear the volume. You'll get it.
Yeah, I know. We are not sponsored by whatever this drug is. What is this?
Arthritis pain. No.
I love that.
Okay.
Oh God. Wait.
Can you see?
Yeah.
Okay.
Oh.
So half the competitors had to drop out.
What a fucking horror. Yeah, this didn't show the lady that did it.
No, it's gonna. It's gonna. Don't worry.
God damn.
So you took French, right, Justin? So my dad lived in Brussels, so he speaks French too. So if you don't know, I could ask him. But I want to know what this lady's sign said.
I'll see if I can figure it out. I was awful at French.
Who got arrested, Zach?
The way that bitch.
Who got arrested? Oh, this person got arrested?
Yeah.
Cool.
Yeah.
Okay, look.
She tried to flee.
Okay, so it says, Alez OP O me. What does that mean?
I have no idea.
Let me ask the French expert. Dad.
I can't believe this bitch.
What does this mean in French?
Let's go. Opie me.
Is that a name?
It looks like a OPI OMO meal. That may be a person. I don't know.
So it says, let's go, someone.
Okay, so yeah, it must have been let's go. Probably she was probably cheering on whatever fucking one of the guys she knocked over.
Yeah, so she instead of showing the sign to the mom. So instead of no respect. I get no respect in this house. Try to have a legitimate podcast. So she said instead of showing it to the guy and the person like using that as motivation, like, yeah, I got fans. Instead of that, she's like, I want to get on TV and I'm just going to knock out half of the competition on the first day.
Look at that goofy bitch. What an idiot.
Look at this. The pileup was insane.
The fact that that cascaded into basically the whole race.
And, the commentators are super funny because they're British. Of course, there's a million different commentators, but the British ones, you know how they're always so fancy and tight-knit, especially because it's like a cycling sport. They're like, oh dear, it looks like half the competition is dead. Oh, it was a bloody twat with a sign.
Yeah, bitch is a twat. She's the pseudo penis, that French twat.
Yeah. So I have more stuff I want to share my screen with you, but I'll save it for later.
Okay.
But yeah, that's my PP. I don't have her name, but she got arrested apparently. Yeah, she got arrested apparently. Thank you, Mom. She got arrested. So shout out to her.
Yeah, shout out. She's having a great time in French prison. Doesn't France celebrate the 4th of July too?
I don't know.
I feel like I heard that because they have like a boner for the way we told Britain to kick our ass. Kiss our ass.
Yeah, and they helped. And they didn't. What happened first? The French Revolution happened first, right?
Ours did. And then they were like inspired by ours.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
It's awesome. You know, the rest of the world just be like copping our flow.
And it hasn't that trend continued?
Yeah, pretty much. A lot of places have had America-like revolutions and American-like constitutions.
Or just not even that type of stuff. Just copying every other, our art, our culture, our fashion.
Our methods of slavery. those were really effective. We had the best. We had the best around. Best slavery.
Dude, no matter what it is, we do it big.
period. If we're gonna do it, we do it fucking X double XL, like grande, fat, Texas size.
Yep.
That's what it's all about.
That's what it is. Happy the fourth, man.
Of the large. Happy fourth, bro. I hope you have fun. I hope you do something fun. Celebrate America.
Oh, I'm gonna. You know, I'm gonna throw some steak on the grill and fire it up, and it's gonna be a great night.
Oh, that sounds good. I'm probably about to have to grab some barbecue.
Oh yeah, have fun in Daytona, bro.
I absolutely fucking will.
And tell Lauren, I said have fun.
I had to volunteer as DD tonight because I was like, I know if I'm not DD.
No. You can't be DD. Is that girl going?
I can't be DD. I'm sticking to beer. I'm only gonna drink some beer.
Bullshit.
I am. I want to remember America's birthday, so I'm only drinking beer.
Bro, if you don't want a Sandy like tongue lashing, you better be fucking responsible.
I'll be good. I'm not gonna. We're not gonna black out today for America. It's like fasting.
I don't. I can't see it, bro. It's America's birthday.
I'm definitely hitting the karaoke with a kind of passion that Daytona Beach never seen.
Good, and come at it with a set list.
I've been literally singing American Pie all week.
Good, dang. Good. That's you've been practicing.
I have been.
Okay.
It's gonna be great. Well, tell your parents I said happy fourth, happy America's birthday.
Mom, Justin said happy fourth.
Thank you. Tell him I had to work to be the breadwinner in the household.
Okay. Well, we'll end it on that, right, though. Bitch.
Fourth of July is for Sandy. It's for her.
Hey. Only in America. That's where it can happen.
Only in America. Thank you for listening to Ask the Nose, everybody.
I'm Ass.
Peace out. I'm Nose.